Welcome, my lovelies. Welcome to another Naked Football Show. Tonight, I'm very pleased to welcome an old mucker who I've only ever met at away games, but was born in my hometown of Lowestoft. And that's Ian from Lowestoft. Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
Good evening, Grant. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good lad. It's nice to talk to you in the dry rather than in a drizzly night in Rochdale or somewhere grim where I normally meet you.
Yeah, that's right. And I've put my posh voice on tonight, Grant, as well. So people won't know where I'm from.
Oh, God, I wish I had a button here, a laughter button. So have you made... Well, I presume you've been able to watch the games on telly and stuff.
I've been... I vowed at the beginning of the season I wasn't going to watch them, but I have sat and watched. I didn't watch the game last night. I had other things on. I thought I'm not going to miss a lot. I've seen one cup exit this week, so I gave that one a miss. But yeah, I've seen all the league games and I saw the cup game at the weekend. So yeah, I mean, the coverage is there's one or two issues with it, but yeah, reasonably happy with the coverage and what I've seen really of the team, most of it anyway.
Mm. Yeah, so you're not quite at the Lambert out stage yet, like a lot of people are.
Well, probably. I mean, the big issue this season for me is, I think if I can just go back to last season, I think last season we started off really well, but I think we'll all agree that although, you know, for an outsider looking at the table, oh, Ipswich are going to run away with it, but we all knew that it was, the results didn't match the performance, and we were sneaking the results, but there wasn't a lot of substance to it, and to be honest, I wasn't surprised when we fell apart mid-season and petered out at the end. But yeah. I think from what I've seen this season, I'm much happier with, I think, because he's settled on pretty much a first 11 and a formation. I think that we're better than the majority of teams in this league. But my gripe is the slow way that we start games. You know, you go back to the games against Accrington, Rochdale, Bristol Rovers, where... we were quite comfortable, but we were really slow starting off. And you know, this passing around at the back and back to you, back to me. I can't be done with all that. Now, I'm guessing that's Lambert is pushing that on him. But I go back to what he said last year. You know, this is, you'll get gung-ho football from me. Well, it's not gung-ho football. I would like to see that. And I think, you know, Teddy Bishop a couple of times in the last few games, and I was a big critic of his, but when he picks up the ball and runs at teams, they back off, they're committing fouls, and that's what I want to see. But I want to see it from the start of the games, rather than, it seems as if we take half a game to get into it, and then we go out in the second half and do what we're actually capable of doing.
Yeah, Sunderland being a perfect case in point, isn't it? Yeah, and then pretty much robbed with a ridiculous decision. But I actually thought we were getting well on top in that game. And as you were saying, Bishop was driving forward. We were actually playing the passing game in front of our halfway line instead of behind it. It's just, yeah, I'm guessing Lambert is just trying to instill this game in them, and then with the hope that we'll develop and end up playing as we did in the second half against Sunderland. But we'll soon see, won't we?
Yeah, we will. I mean, I just think what I've seen this season, I know we've lost two or three games. We lost at Lincoln. I mean, that was a toss of a coin game, actually. And again, you can argue...
another decision, yeah.
Yeah, but they, I didn't think they were anything special. I was very disappointed in Sunderland. I didn't think they offered much at all. And if it hadn't been for the sending off, I'm confident we would have gone on and won the game. We lost at Doncaster. That was a bit of a strange one, because, again, we started off and we scored, and I thought... you know, we're going to run away with this one as well. I don't know if we seem to take our foot off the gas a little bit, and then obviously there was a couple of mistakes, and so fair enough, we lost that one. But and again at the weekend against Portsmouth, he started off with, well, not a second team, but a weakened team. Portsmouth put out their first team, and again we gave them a two goal start, but the second half there was only going to be one winner. So I don't think there's anything to fear this season at all. I think we're as good as, if not better than, other team, whereas last season I did feel that the top teams were better than us.
I think you're right. I think, as you say, we flat out a deceiver at the beginning of last season. We were winning games, but not exactly convincingly, were we?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, people say about the hoodoo about the top teams and that. Well, I as I said, I don't have that this season. I just think we've lost a couple of close games. And it's the bloody decisions, isn't it? That's you know, the refereeing decisions, and we can sit here and say the referee this, that, and the other, but we've been on the wrong end of some shockers.
unbelievable in the last two or three games. It's been ridiculous, hasn't it? You just hope that it'll even itself out. It doesn't always seem to, does it?
Yeah, you'd like to think so, but time will tell, I guess.
I was going to ask you the obvious about having now got locked out of every single conceivable tournament in the world to so-called, in quotes, concentrate on the league. But I won't ask you that because we've got lots and lots of tweets and emails, and a lot of them quite understandably do actually cover that. So we can go through them if you fancy. Are you ready?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Let's go. Right, these are tweets as they came in. This is from Mullet. I do love Andre Dizel. I do not love the refereeing we've been a victim of lately. That's exactly what we were talking about. What's the worst decision we've been on the wrong end of this season? I think that handball, wouldn't you say, with
Sunderland, yeah. And, I mean, there's a few to choose from, I must admit, and that's just going over the last three games. But, yeah, probably the handball. I mean, if that's handball, I mean, we might as well all pack up and go home.
Yeah, I think I think the team on Match of the Day has said very similar. This is the one, two or three times we could have done with VAR, couldn't we? I know VAR's getting a lot of stick, understandably, but I think we could have done with VAR. We probably have an extra two or three points by then.
Yeah, we probably would. But, I mean, I must admit, I wouldn't like to be at a game sitting there waiting for a goal or not. I mean, that's another bad way I think we're going down with, you know, bad route we're going down with VAR. But, it probably would have benefited us in the last couple of games. But, there was the sending off against Sunderland and the penalty against Sunderland. And I must admit, you see at the end of the game, old Toto went over to the ref, and I actually felt for him then.
Absolutely.
Because he'd given a couple of penalties away in the previous games, and all he was doing was heading the ball away, and it's his own man. And he's penalised for it again, and it was bloody poor.
It was, yeah. And going back to VAR, just change the subject slightly, did you see Patrick Bamford's disallowed goal the other night?
Yeah, I mean, what's that all about?
I mean, his whole body was in front of both the defenders, yet his arm, because he stuck his arm out. I mean, as you say,
on the ball, didn't he?
No, it's a joke, isn't it? Anyway, moving on. Carl, the lovely Carl Fuller. Hello, Carl. In a table of 92 clubs in their last 19 FA Cup ties, we are 92nd. Well, that's an interesting stat. We've had 50 FA Cup and league ties during Marcus Evans' tenure. We've won just 16. We finished bottom of the AFL Trophy group. Does our attitude to cup games upset you as a fan, or not particularly bothered?
Well, I must admit, those stats there, I'm surprised we've actually won 16 games if we out of 50, because I'm struggling to remember six. But I'm not quite as old as you, Graham, but I'm sort of back from your era, and the FA Cup for me was a big thing. I remember at school we used to sit there with the radio listening to the draw. I think it used to be on a
Monday morning.
Monday morning, we used to sit around there, who are we going to get this year, and it's I know that the FA Cup has lost a lot of its of its jazz, if you like, and it's not held in the same esteem. But for me, I still look forward to the third. I would say third round. No, we're in the first round, aren't we? The third round draw on a Monday evening. I'll sit and watch it. You know, who are we going to get? And it's, I think it's sad that we treat the cups the way we do. Portsmouth put a full team out at the weekend, or the team they played with during the week. I don't know what it is with our managers. I always come along and seem to think that the FA Cup, if we stay in it, it's going to cause us issues. But you look over history, and you know, teams have done well in the league, and at the same time have gone deep into the cup competitions. I personally don't get it.
You see, you're starting me off. You've pulled my chain again. In 81, had we not been in the cup, we would have probably won the league and then the Champions League follow, or whatever it's called then, the European Cup. But that's it. I'm not saying anymore.
I get that side of it as well. But I mean, at the moment, you know, it would be nice to have something to cheer about, wouldn't it? As a Town fan, I think if you were to do a poll now of, I don't know, 20-year-olds or whatever, what would be the highlight of the last 20 years? It's probably beating Arsenal in the semi-final of that League Cup.
Yeah.
You know, the cup games do matter, but it doesn't seem as if they matter to Ipswich managers.
No, I mean, my niece is 22 now, I think, and she's totally obsessed with the game. I mean, she should be going out with guys, but she's more obsessed with watching Ipswich, but she's never seen them win anything apart from the odd game. Never. I totally agree. Do you not think, though, that now we are out of all the competitions, Lambert has no excuse if we don't go up or minimum get in the playoffs?
Well, I think if we don't get in the top two, he needs to go. But my worry is, and I do, as I said, I think we've started off better this season, and he's gone with a settled team. But for me, he gets us up this year or he goes. But having said that, with a 5-year contract in his pocket, I can't see that either. I just don't. If we don't go up this season, I don't know where we go. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, he's been let off lightly this season with a COVID, because I think with the fans in there,
yeah,
he would be feeling the heat now. But clearly, he's not. He hasn't got that pressure, has he, or that added pressure.
I think he might get find the added pressure if and when we get back in the, if it's this season or certainly next, but especially if we haven't gone up. But we're gonna see. I think I've never really been a Lambert out fan, but you do start wondering, especially now. I have no problem with it being knocked out of the cups, but we must win something, as you said.
Yeah.
Mark Tuxford, good evening, GB and Ian. I am, the kids are all right, but still very raw, judging by last night's match. So based on what you've seen so far overall, who would your surprise package or player that has caught your eye from our current set of young guns? Ndaba, maybe? Dobra?
I think they're an anagram of each other.
Sorry.
Yeah, possibly.
It's
yeah.
the same bloke.
I haven't seen that much of Ndaba. I've seen Dobra a few times. I think the first time I saw Dobra was at Knox County last year in the pre-season friendly, and very impressed. I mean, not a very big lad, but wasn't trying to take people on. He's got a bit of bite about him. Really impressed. I just get the impression that there's a bit of an issue there with Lambert. He doesn't pick him, does he? He seems to find a reason not to pick him every time.
Yeah, I mean, I know he couldn't play yesterday because he's away with Albania, but he could have played last week, couldn't he? I would have thought. Still.
Yeah. Impressed with him. I thought McGavin played very well against Portsmouth at the weekend, particularly in the second half. He sort of fell his way into the game, and quite impressed with him. The lad Crane has got some good words from last night. I didn't see that, so I don't know much about him.
Well, that leads nicely on to the next one. This one I picked up off Twitter from Luke Penning, who says, Ross Crane, I was impressed with him last night. Expect things from him within the next couple of years. Yeah, I think you're probably right there, Luke.
Did you see the game last night?
No, I only saw the highlights, if you can call them that. No.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is from Tony. Hello, Tony. Good evening, GB and Lowestoft Ian, Louis Ian. I love the show. Now that Town have the league to focus on, do you think we can get up a decent momentum and stay in the top two until May or possibly the abandonment of the season? Well, hopefully the latter doesn't happen, but what do you think, Ian? I mean, we've sort of been mulling this one over anyway, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think so. And as I said earlier, I think anything less, for me personally, anything less than top two is not good enough. We haven't seen Peterborough yet, and I think probably Charlton will be right up there. But Portsmouth, Sunderland, Lincoln, all these so-called better teams, no, they didn't impress me at all. And there was nothing. As I said, I know we came out on the wrong end of them, but that was mainly decision circumstances there. So no, top two for me.
Yeah. I think you're right. There you go, Tony. Let's hope you're right. Thomas Seconds, finally, I miss meeting up with my future cousin-in-law on match days. Didn't know that.
We normally don't have a coffee before the game. We've missed out. We'll have to drive, you see, Graham. So pub's out of bounds for me.
Why is it out of bounds?
Well,
oh, the driving. Oh, you mean when you go to the games? Yes, sorry, I thought you meant all together. Yeah. Might as well kill yourself.
No, not all together.
He also says, now that the league is all that matters, how do you both see the rest of the season going? Again, you know, it's got to be top two or minimum playoffs, hasn't it? If not, I think we could be seeing the back of Mr. Lambert. What do you say?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I've given you my sort of thought. Do you think we're top six material, Graham, or...
We show flashes of it, don't we? That's the thing. And I thought we played better, you know, going back to what you said at the beginning of the show, playing better than we did at the beginning of last season when we were winning games when we probably didn't deserve to. But we'll see. Mm. It's hard to tell. It's also hard to tell on telly, isn't it, when there's no atmosphere, you can't get involved. But Thomas also says, love the earbud earphones, by the way, GB. Thank you very much. It's a surprise you noticed that, Thomas. I'm guessing that was up the park. I was having my sabbatical up the park with my Zimmer frame and bumped into Thomas. Thanks for that, Thomas. You notice, how would anyone notice earbuds? Never mind. David Mann, this is in reply to Carl. It's bloody disgrace, Carl. You can't just pick and choose when you win. It's an awful indictment of the culture of the club. The culture of it doesn't matter if we lose is why we're in Division 3. No owner should put up with it. I demand more.
I agree.
Yeah, we'll let that one stand on its own.
Yeah.
And then Carl replies, well said, mate. Too many people involved at the club are happy to be out of cups and see us fail miserably at concentrating on the league. Attitudes need to change, but sadly won't. I could be one of those people, but my attitude will change if we don't win the league, or certainly improve vastly. The lovely Mrs. Nuts, Crawley, home to the cure and also where my car once broke down. I waited in the car park for about 90 minutes, feeling disappointed and sad, but not entirely surprised, much like last night. I soon got over... yeah, I know. We rely on Mrs. Nuts for our weekly humour. I soon got over it. Who wants a trophy made of pizza anyway?
I think any trophy would do great. It's been that long since we've seen anything, or absolutely, even a sniffer one.
You could make a pizza out of cabbage if you want, Mrs. Nuts. I think Ipswich quite like the idea of a pizza made of cups, or a cup made of pizza. From Mark Beck, hello Mark. I'm amazed at the outcry from last night. I've seen more of a reaction to last night's defeat than to the previous defeats in the league. Also, for the 100th time, the club don't set the iFollow prices, nor do you have to buy it for a game you'd have to pay extra for normally. Good point there, Mark. That's true. I didn't buy it. Sam Chapman, hello Sam. This season is really starting to replicate last season. We are still hitting the 2 points a game. If we lose to Charlton and Hull, then I think it will be time to pull the trigger. Thoughts from the esteemed panel. You're esteemed, Ian. Thoughts?
I tend to agree. As I said, we're up there. We're up there on merit. Okay, we've still got some tough tests to come. And I think, as much as anything, I think the schedule will take its toll certainly after Christmas. But again, we've got the squad to deal with that. Whereas probably many of the other teams haven't. So I'm quite confident we can finish in the top two, if as long as Lambert doesn't fiddle around with it again. I think we'll be all right, and I'm confident we will be up there.
I think Andre Dezelle actually intimated that a few weeks ago in an interview. He's saying that he enjoys his certain position, and obviously the fact he's playing every week, but saying that it'll be great if we can keep up this formation for the whole season. So that's almost like, not a dig, but it's like saying that players are much happier if they know exactly what they're doing every single week.
Well, of course they are. I mean, they build sort of the bonds on the pitch as well, don't they? They get used to who they're playing with and whatever. I think everybody benefits from it. I mean, clearly, you know, with a heavy schedule, you have to make one or two changes, and you get injuries and you get suspensions along the way. But if you basically keep the composition of the team as it is, it's going to reap its benefits anyway. As I said the other day, Portsmouth didn't make any changes in the cup, they were, as far as I'm aware, they're still in that trophy. They got to the final of that trophy last year, although it hasn't been played yet they were still in the playoffs as well at the end of the season. I don't think you have to keep chopping and changing just because the games are coming along.
I will concede, because I know I bang on about 81 because that's probably the only thing I can remember, but I will concede that obviously it was different then, when you're fighting three major trophies all at once and miss out on two because of it. I must admit that Robson didn't have a depth of squad that we have now. Robson had no depth of squad. He was having to put players that you just weren't first team material, and that's what probably cost us in the end, plus the long 66 games and millions of injuries. So yes, you're right. I think, and that, you know, I can bow down to Carl and admit, you know, we do have a bigger squad now, so we maybe should be going for a bit more. But hey ho.
It was different back then, wasn't it, Graham? We had 13, 14 top players. You only had one substitution, and you know, like you say, you had 3, 4, 5 cup bloody replays at times. You were playing on a Monday and a Wednesday and a Saturday again. I fully agree. You know, it did cost us, as you keep reminding us. But I'm with you on that one. But I just think that in the current climate, I mean,
I agree. Actually, I do agree. Yeah.
Well, I would love it. All right, okay. Wembley, we can't go this year, probably. But I'd love to go at Wembley. What I saw a stat last year. I mean, there's about 5 clubs that haven't been to New Wembley, and we're one of them again. We seem to be top of the pile of all these shitty stats that, you know. It's just being a town fan at the moment. There's not a lot to smile about, and as I said, it's one of the highlights for me of this century is beating Arsenal in the League Cup semi-final first leg, and we got thumped in the second leg, and we're better than that.
Yeah. It would have been, ironically, Ipswich, wouldn't it, if we had had a cup run and got to Wembley at one time.
Yeah, probably.
Couldn't go and watch them.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to someone, possibly, isn't it? So.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah. But it's like the other day, losing to Portsmouth. And who did they draw in the next round? Bloody teams then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A game against the Norfolk boys.
It would. And we wouldn't have to scrabble around for tickets either, because we wouldn't be able to go anyway. This is from Lee. Hello, Lee. Lee, who you can get him at GingerEagle73 on Twitter. Is it too late to change our style of play? I find our pass, etc., back to the goalkeeper and hoof a bit tedious. We can have a goal threat when we're positive. We've seen flashes of it, but we just revert to type soon after.
Yeah, I'm with you that one. All this passing for the sake of bloody passing, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if it's just the matter of instilling it into the players, and then you try, and as the season moves on, you've got it instilled, and I'm just clutching at straws here, but you never know.
But Graham, we don't want to run out of season before we get it right, do we?
No. Win the last two games 6-0, but by then it's too late.
Too very late again.
Thank you, Lee. From Slowerball, good evening, GB. Good evening, Trawlsy. Your name's Trawlsy. For obvious reasons.
Good old Slower, yeah.
Can't understand why some fans are so pleased we're out of three cups. History tells us that the concept of concentrating on the league, in quotes, hasn't been that fruitful for the thick end of 20 years. Yes, we know what our focus is, hence playing youngsters in the AFL Trophy. I get that. But almost taking pleasure in defeats isn't good in my view. I realise that it's a truncated season. That's the word of the day, truncated. Thank you there, Slowball.
Yeah.
Truncated season with fixtures coming thick and fast, but we've a biggest squad whose job it is to play football and preferably win. Does the panel think that Lambert's footballing blueprint, lots of possession, nice passing, but with little creativity and no cutting edge up front, will see us promoted? God, keep smiling. God bless Tony Kinsella. Thoughts, Ian?
I'm just trying to work out what truncated means.
Calm down, Slow. Yeah. No words of more than one syllable, please.
A couple of syllables. What was the question? I can't remember what the question was.
Right, the actual main question. Does the panel think that Lambert's footballing blueprint, which is lots of possession, nice passing, but with little creativity and no cutting edge up front, will see us promoted?
Yes. I think that's what we were just saying, isn't it? We it's nice with the possession, but you've got to have meaningful possession, haven't you? Let's move it forward a bit quicker. I just, whenever I watch us play, I think we're always slower build-up than the opposition. We can do it. We proved, Blackpool is a good example.
Blackpool and later against Sunderland, yeah.
Yeah, against Sunderland. Some killer goals there, with a Dizel through ball or whatever, and Ed's taking them on. Teddy Bishop with his dribbling. It's there. I think they've got the ability to do it. And I don't know whether it's Lambert's getting them to play with a handbrake on, or whether he's instilled into them fear and they're afraid to do it. I don't know whether it's coming from him or it's the players, but I can only think that it's coming from Lambert, because otherwise it's for him to say, don't do it like this, do it like that. But yeah, I think we've got as good as, if not better players than most in this league. We've got a better squad, we've got a bigger squad than most, and I just think we should be up there.
I agree.
We could blitz this league. I honestly believe that.
Yeah. Well,
I am an optimist, but I do believe that.
I think we should. And maybe he is trying to instil this until the end of the season, but they do need to push on, really, literally, don't they? We're talking of pushing on, we've reached the end of the show, Ian, believe it or not.
Oh, crikey.
I know. Your eloquence has made time fly so fast.
You got me on a subject I could sit and talk all night about, so I apologise, you haven't got much of a word in, Graham. But
no, that's the whole idea. I don't need to speak. You also like Bert. Oh, we'll go on to that other subject on another time. Thank you, Ian. Thank you ever so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your emails. Thanks for your tweets. Till next week, have a good one. Stay safe. Bye-bye.